Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Everyone, we're back.
Yes,
with an
We are back,
and yes.
And we have some interesting topics on hand, especially this one about a new sport coming out of the Olympics.
Yes.
Quote.
Yes.
Which happened.
I was doing it earlier. I was watching the Rio Olympics on my telly, and, well, I don't know what to make of it. I mean, you guys, right, have some weird sports. Like, what is volleyball? I mean, it's a square, yeah. Four women, you know, juggling the ball across a hoop. Get it? Got it? Good. You know, golf, what is that? Put, you know, green pastures,
right.
This, that, and the other thing. And then...
Redhead, you're from England. You should know golf.
No. That's, oh, right. Yeah, it was invented in my country. Right, sorry.
It was invented like
weed.
Yeah. I've been smoking too much weed. Right. anyway, yeah.
Welcome
no,
to
the golf, right.
We...
Yeah, golf.
The sport is called
Other sports. Other sports.
Let's get to new sports.
Why is there two different volleyball matches?
What?
Why is there two different volleyball in the Olympics?
Have you ever heard of this sport? Could I jump in, guys?
Sure.
Did you ever
yes. What could you? What?
Bathroom fishing. It's called bathroom fishing. It's called bathroom fishing.
Again, what?
Yeah.
Bathroom fishing.
Yeah.
It's probably the latest craze.
Yeah, apparently it's a whole new craze coming out of good old Rio.
Good old Rio. So the big white phone games.
Huh.
The ball games, the can games, the chamber vault games, the chunderbox games,
mm-hmm.
the cloakroom games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The crapper, the crane, the dunny,
the albino,
the facilities, the head,
right.
The god of Abraham.
The throne, we can just go on all night.
Yeah, we
yes,
can go
yeah.
on. I mean, the
latrine.
The bomb drop, the necessitorium, the outhouse, the Oval Office,
the water closet,
right,
the porcelain throne.
Right.
What is this? Let's see how many toilet jokes we can make in an hour.
My God,
yeah, let's not do that. Indeed,
it's very, very bizarre. Did Donald Trump endorse this because he wanted more votes?
No, unfortunately.
Okay.
That's where his popularity is going right now.
Oh! Right. Or toilet fishing.
Yes.
Right. That's the topic we start off on. Right.
Yes.
This is
welcome back.
Yes.
This was four days ago that we discovered this, and really it was discussed. The fact was that although you can't see this, a piece of paper that says three, please do not throw bog rolls or toilet paper into the toilet, into the loo, right? Picture one, a trash receptacle. Picture two, your toilet, and then you get out of the loo. Picture three, you start fishing through the loo
and
for
then
your shit.
And, right, and
you
then
know.
Here comes the spore. And then you're also forgetting how the spore is created by fishing out of the toilet.
Viewers, let me warn you, if you have any nausea problems, you might want to skip this next 2 minutes. Because we promise we're not going to, you know, embarrass you.
This new game coming out is now apparently banned, courtesy of Rio. Which is a shocker.
Well, it's not totally a shocker because of the fact that it's a really unsanitary thing, you know.
So good on Rio, but...
Good on Rio, except that they're defecating.
But still, you're also
rivers.
Being told... Right, and it's... it's not the most pleasant thing either.
Well, I mean, imagine defecating in your own river. I mean, water pollution, anybody?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
not to mention those who have to be in those.
I'm going to lose my lunch in a second.
In that setting, what about all the men and women who have to be there? Not the best. But wait, the IOC doesn't want you to know that either.
Doesn't want you to know shit.
Right, so it's only proper that the people revolt and play the new sport of bathroom fishing.
I am bathroom fishing. I mean, what will they think of next? Really? I mean, what will they think of next? How?
I don't know. All I could say is, damn, it's going to be a great game, courtesy of Rio, along with the, bathroom fishing, a part of the games, or the now unauthorized sport.
Move over Pokemon Go. It's going to be the latest thing. I'm calling it.
Right, right. Wait, so Pokemon Go, no. It's going to be bathroom fishing 2.0.
Yeah. I mean,
not the best. I think we have. Let's
move on from this.
Let's move on from this crap. Oh, he did it again. Oh.
Yeah. Literally.
Damn it.
Moving on.
Hold on.
Moving far along.
Moving on. Yes. Moving on with the Did you think when the U.S. government comes out and publishes their report, do you think that they're right with how with their job reports? Red Hood, Johnny, what do you guys think?
In terms of?
In terms of the accuracy of the number of people who are looking for work to...
But does it really tell the whole story?
When it actually doesn't.
Like, how many people are looking for work? How many people are retired?
Because in the jobs report as of July, they quoted that it was down 1.1%. However, it does not reflect how many people are actually working or not working. So, yeah. Isn't that a bit absurd? Red Hood?
Yeah. Yes.
It is kind of...
Yes, I'm here.
Red Hood, well, Johnny, aren't you guys going to...
I am here.
Yes, we are both here. Well, I mean...
Are you saying how crazy?
I mean, I think that...
That they're not being 100% honest.
I mean, let me be honest, if I can be. Listen, in truth,
yes,
the U.S. government isn't accurately, they're not accurately reporting the numbers. They are giving shit to us while they collect, they collect people with different disabilities, and they should be forthright in their reporting. I mean, the shift is that the economy added 255,000 jobs, and the unemployment remained at 4.9%.
Right.
You know, what's really striking to me is that after these jobs are, they're available, but they're available to people who are able-bodied and not...
Right, or people who are working sheltered jobs, which,
they then kill, listen, we can march on, and we can just say, fuck all with disability. But when you stop and think about it, the world has no idea what we can do. I mean, what are we?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
People with autism are, mm-hmm. we're saying, oh, yeah, we're silent. We're the silent majority. No, we're really silent, that we don't really know anything. So, therefore, we can't screw in a light bulb, or we can't talk our way out of stuff,
right.
Or we can't use our fingers, or we can't use mime. Or wait, we can use mime. But, or we can't do anything, therefore we should just shut up, right? Or, the episode happens where you go into your You go into your jobbing center. Your job center.
Right.
And your jobs counselor says, oh, yes, I have these jobs for you, and they're all remedial jobs. But if the problem is, if you have a degree, right, of any kind, and you actually put yourself through school, like a lot of us did on this program, at least I put myself through school. I mean, I went to violin school. I went to, I collected a trade, right? And people with trades are really good, right?
Right. But
people who steal violins are fantastic because they know how to play a violin. But you rarely find that anymore.
Right.
Yet you find hard pickers with, like, people who do electrical wire. And I'm not saying that's wrong. It's fantastic. You need to know how to do that, and you need to do it. People who do pest control, brilliant. People who do laundry, brilliant. But that's not all we can do, you know?
There's so much more.
You go to your jobs, like,
there's
so much more. It's like a normal person would be like, yeah, this is a long-standing advert.
Right.
If it's a long-standing advert, then
not
what
so
are
much.
You... Not so much. I mean, all sizes don't fit different people. And that's really what we're taking away from this, is that... Listen, Golf. I know you're busy. Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom. No, Mom.
Live radio.
Yep, live radio. What you gonna...
You never know what's gonna happen.
Yep. And like... Red Hood is, not here. Red Hood will be back.
Hopefully momentarily.
So, yes, hopefully momentarily. So, yes.
But they think we can't do anything.
Which
my,
is unfortunate.
My motto is, prove them wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prove them wrong.
Yeah.
I think that those numbers might have another thing. People may have stopped looking for jobs.
Yeah. And
therefore,
it's sad when no one is giving anyone a chance. Everyone is wanting a chance, but if they don't reflect properly, isn't that a bit unfortunate?
Ain't that a bitch.
And not to mention how detrimental it actually is.
We can work our butts off.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Ooh. Isn't that a bit of a... That doesn't really help anyone either. It actually makes people struggle more.
Yeah. It just...
And also provide them with a... With such a drastic change, too, that doesn't need to be.
It doesn't have to be this way.
Everyone deserves the chance. Why can't you allow the chance to be had?
Yeah.
Because that makes a load of difference. And this is not something you just kid about.
Yeah.
So, and Red Hood is most likely going to be off for a bit because of something came off.
Yeah, something...
So, and we all like, We deserve a better chance. We deserve the chance to have jobs that could help make strive, help people to strive for better, for the best possible way of living. And I think that there's much, and I know we have to move on.
It is hard out there.
I think there needs to be something in play to give us the shot. Not just going, yes, you're not able to do X, you're not able to do Y.
So we're not actually...
If you don't give us a shot, then what does that do?
It just say, oh, I can't do anything.
Right, when that isn't the case. And for us, and as much as now our next subject has a lighter side of things, have you ever wondered if Pokemon actually had an Olympics, how crazy it would be?
Oh, it would be crazy.
In the sense of knowing the craziness that ensues, meaning you could end up making, so you could go and do so many things, yet cause yourself to face so many struggles. I would want to see how the Pokemon, if Pokemon had an Olympics, how crazy it would be. Because I can only imagine it.
Now you can really see.
With the symbol, with the fact that the Pokemon would have.
Now I can see who
so
really
much
is
going on. It would be outrageous.
Now I can really see who is the very best, like no one ever was.
Right. Yeah. It would be, and then the creating the stadiums, fun stuff.
Yeah.
And I know as much as the Olympics is going on currently, there are some horrific tragedies that go on even with the Olympics too. If you're not mistaken, exactly, isn't it crazy what goes on with those are involved, the people that get, where how many things happen to just build a building, and how many people are actually displaced versus, and also how many countries.
You know what's amazing? Like, all the wars going on, like, all the countries can just come together and compete.
And also, then there's countries that forget about what problems they're facing in their own, in their home countries, too. Just like in Serbia, there's issues going on with people with disabilities still being institutionalized. Is that crazy? That's crazy. It's crazy enough to hear what goes on and think and having the audacity to think that it's going to be okay when it isn't.
It's like sweeping dirt under a rug.
Yeah. Oh, the Olympics is on. Oh, forgot. But there's families that their kids or adult children are locked away.
It's like you sweep it under the rug, like I mean, look clean, but the problems, the problems are still under the rug.
Yeah. And it's not necessarily any better than what it was, than what it is.
It's still there.
It proves something.
Might not see it, but it's still there. Unfortunately.
Yeah. And until that happens, it doesn't show anything good for those countries.
Exactly.
Especially when you could see so many people struggling. Isn't it a bit difficult to see people in your own country struggling? Does anyone get that they have a right to live their lives too? And they have to improve conditions for the better. Not just for their simple mindedness of what's going on. It doesn't help. So if you're expecting this to help, it isn't.
Yeah.
It's far from it.
Yeah, things got improved.
Yeah, for the better.
Things that improve for the better, for sure.
And how... And no matter what, there's so many disability stories that go on that aren't touched about.
Okay.
I know that the biggest disability improvement here in the States is the ABLE Act. If it wasn't for that act, a lot of people wouldn't be able to even save up.
You can actually save up for the future.
Yeah. Or to get things that you might need, too.
Yeah. Like the basic
versus
necessity.
Not. Yeah. That's a huge thing. And having that ability to explore, to do, it's a need, not just a sense of who's right, who's wrong. It's a sense of going, okay, what do we need? What are our basic needs? Not anyone else's, not the family's needs. What's the needs of those who have disabilities? Because there's some people with disabilities that face and news just in from Red Hood. He's sorry he had to duck out because of an emergency. He'll be back on Monday.
All right.
So, for us, I think we're going to call it an early night.
What?
So
you
then
might as well
we could continue watching the Olympics and seeing how many countries actually get medals. Medals.
Yeah.
So.
See, it really is the best.
So we're gonna go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Night.